Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us in the Trocare College Live Line this morning, it's Eric Wood, voice of the Bills, John Murphy, announcing this morning he's stepping down as Bills play-by-play announcer. Eric, you've had the opportunity to stand right next to John in the booth for a few years now. What is hearing this news this morning and talking with John, how are you taking in this news?
Yeah, it's sad that it's come to an end, his time on the Bills broadcast, but he has so much to be proud of, and there's so much to be celebrated from over 30 years in the booth as the voice of the Bills and all that he's brought to Western New York. So while it's sad for me and for many that he won't be calling the games anymore, it's definitely a celebration as well.
For sure. And, you know, you really have two perspectives on Murph, right, Eric? You work with him in the booth, as you just mentioned. But as a player, what did it mean to hear highlights with John Murphy?
You know, it felt good, but and we always thought he did an incredible job. But it's the way he made you felt when he was around you. And he would MC events for us and always be around the team and the guys outside of just the broadcast. And we all love Murph. Everybody loves John Murphy.
Yeah, great to have that double perspective that you have right there because, you know, for players, what you do on the field, it's captured by what happens in the booth. And that voice is going to be, you know, going with a lot of those highlights that are, you know, right, the highlights of some people's careers, highlights of some people's lives. For you working with John, what was he able to show you in the booth as you continue your career?
You know, for me, it was professionalism. It's the way you treat people. It's the preparation that comes into heading into a broadcast and then ultimately having fun doing something you love. And to me, it was an absolute pleasure to be able to step into the booth with someone so experienced like John and immediately learn from him. And then it was a play-by-play guy. You're often the point guard. You're setting others up. And John, for certain, if I ever sounded good, it's because John was doing an excellent job setting me up.
You know, listeners just expect, you know, a great broadcast when it comes to this. As a color analyst, I mean, it can't be really that easy to jump in there. How do you learn to take the cues from someone like Murph?
Well, he makes it easy. And so, you know, as a play-by-play guy, you're running the show. And so when he lays out or if he, you know, gives a prompt for me to make a point after the play, and it becomes natural to know when to step in.
You know, I'm hearing from people this morning who worked with Murph, including Mike Mullane, who you well know. He's in the booth all that he's been in the booth forever as a spotter, you know, even since the Van days. He gives a lot of credit to Murph for making such a difficult decision to step away, calls him incredibly intelligent. You know, on that point, can you share the preparation that goes into each game? You don't just show up.
No, you don't. You need to know everybody's name. You have to know the storylines. And there's a lot to being able to think on your toes as quickly especially as a play-by-play guy, has to in order to call out the names, who made the play, and especially on the radio when the viewer can't, many times the listeners can't see the game. Now, there are people in Western New York who like to throw on the radio broadcast and watch the game, and around the country, that is, including my family back home. But there's just such quick recall that if you're not prepped to be able to paint that picture, it's not going to be a good broadcast. So I definitely give Murph a ton of credit for being on his toes all those years.
Yeah. Well, he is hoping to still be a part of the broadcast, still be a part of the Bills or around that at some point in the future, even though he's stepping away from his play-by-play duties. I mean, he took over for a legend in Van Miller. How aware of you, when you came to Buffalo, of the history or listening to some of these calls or what actually went on, you know, for us fans listening or watching the games and kind of hearing those voices? Were you aware of Van Miller, of John Murphy, when you came to Buffalo?
Not upon arriving. I had never heard one of the broadcasts, but I learned quickly. And you quickly learn who John Murphy is. Just, he's a big presence, a big personality. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we would be at different events and whatnot together. So I got to know him fairly quickly.
What do you think you need to be a big personality? I mean, you strike me as somebody with a big personality, right? Like everyone knew you as a player and you hop into the booth and now everyone can kind of paint that picture. All right, that's Eric Wood. I know him as he's calling the games. Before John, as you mentioned, John's big personality. You have Van Miller, and you know, I'm sure you've probably seen the picture. It's up there in the press room somewhere. Van Miller in his big, you know, mink fur, full length coat. I mean, he had a little bit of rings wearing, right? He had some personality when he was up there. Is that part of the job? Do you kind of need to be maybe not larger than life, but have that thing that kind of jumps through the airwaves and into someone's mind?
Yeah, I definitely think you need a certain amount of enthusiasm or else it's going to be a pretty dry broadcast. And, you know, the Bills are so good nowadays and they provide enough excitement that at times I think a little less enthusiasm, you get away with it just because the on-field product is so good. But, shoot, back when I was playing and some of those tough years, more a bigger personality definitely benefits the broadcast.
You know, Murph is continuing his recovery, and he did say that he, you know, he wants to leave the door open to be involved in the game day broadcast in some way. Do you think that's something that you would like to see too?
I mean, I would absolutely love that, and we'll let it play out and see how that works out, but we would love to have Murph in some way still be a part of the broadcast.
You know, Eric, is it any surprise when I asked him about the most memorable game that he called? He said it was the 13 seconds Kansas City game. He said it after that game, it took him a day or two for it really to hit him what happened during that game. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, he certainly called a lot of big ones over the years, but that was some of the most exciting football and then disappointing ending I've ever witnessed in person as well.
Incredible. Well, hey, we're getting ready, right? I mean, off season doesn't last too long. Schedule's coming out next week. Are you excited to get things going here? What do you think?
I am. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see next Thursday, I believe, the 15th, when my fall schedule will be all mapped out and where we head around the country. So definitely exciting times.
Hey, what do you think? Thanksgiving or Christmas game for the Bills?
I'd imagine we would probably have one or the other, just being one of the most popular teams around the country. I'd imagine they'll want to catch those ratings on one of those days, but we'll see.
Eric, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Eric Wood joining us with a look at John Murphy, voice of the Bills, announcing this morning. He's stepping down as play-by-play announcer.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.